time it is. It's all about you time. I wanted to hang out with you for about 15 minutes tonight to talk about, you know, some of the very useless deaths that are happening to people. And to just take a look at when useless death happens, how do we take care of ourselves when we experience hearing about useless death, when we experience being a person that's related to someone who has had a very useless death? How are we taking care of ourselves? I don't know about anyone else, but when I was listening to the television and I was hearing about some useless death in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and just something came over me. I was just a lot of compassion, a lot of empathy, you know, of how the parents of the child that died is feeling. And I almost found myself in a very sad state. Like, I was really, really sad. And I was like, wow, you know, this isn't even happening to me personally. Or is it? And then another thought was, well, it wasn't my child. Or could it be? And then another thought was, Sharon, why are you having all these emotions when you don't even know the people? Or do I? See, what we fail to realize is that human beings are connected. We are connected energy as well as spiritually. And when things happen, I don't know about y'all, but sometimes you actually can feel when something is going to happen. Has anybody ever had that feeling like, gosh, I just feel like something not so good is about to happen? Or if you've had a feeling, you know, that if you had a feeling that just something, you know, is not quite right. I promise you, since the new variant has started to take hold and since people have, you know, been killing people uselessly, police officers killing people uselessly, we've just had a lot of lives being taken. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to really talk to you tonight and say, listen, whatever you're feeling, it's okay to feel it. It's okay to be with it. It's okay to acknowledge it. Let's not be zombies and act like this stuff is not happening to us. And it is happening to us. If it happens to one human being, it's happening to all human beings. There's a lot of killing that's going on all over the world, especially in our hometowns. And we need to pray, and we also need to do some things about it. You know, there's some awareness that needs to happen. Gangs are initiating people all over the country. There are just really spiritual warfare happening, and people are being overtaken with thoughts of, you know, how to kill themselves, how to kill other people. And we need to take note that this is happening. Don't just walk around like, oh, well, you know, it didn't happen to me. It ain't somebody I know, and change the channel. Don't do that. You know, really have compassion. People are dying. People are sick, and people are being killed uselessly. And we really need to think about what we can do to make people aware, to bring education, to really sound the alarm. That's right, Antoinette Roberts. Sound the alarm. We can't just passively keep watching people die uselessly. We can't keep watching people die uselessly. It's crazy. You know, I think about people who are still choosing not to get vaccine, and it is your choice. I want you to know it is. But there are people who died uselessly because they refused to get vaccinated, that they might have had a chance to live through COVID if they would have chosen to get vaccine. No matter how our mind tonight is feeling, somebody we know is in the hospital, is sick, or is dead uselessly because of a decision. So I want to just tonight ask you, what decisions do you make that just keep you safe? Keep you acting numb to stuff? You know, it's like, we hear about somebody dying and it don't even impact us no more. We hear about a child literally having their life taken from them and we don't even have any compassion. We'd be like, that's awful. Baby, can I get something to eat? You know, we on to the next thing. And we have got to stop it, y'all. We have got to start having compassion for other people. We have got to start being there for our neighbors. We got to start making sure that if there's people that we know that are hurting, that we take notice and we see how we can help. Just see how you can help. You know, if you know of a friend of a friend of a friend that has had useless death in their family, see what you can do to help. If you know that you can be a contribution to their life, don't just be numb to what's going on. Because let me tell you what happens. When you get numb to what's going on with other people, you get numb to things that happen to you. Some of y'all in relationships right now, and it gets bad and it gets worse, and you're just numb to it right now. I mean, every day you get up, you just numb. You don't even have feelings no more. You're like, okay, let me get ready to fight as soon as he get home or her. You know, are you numb to what's going on in your life tonight? I mean, really think about it. Are you happy? Now, I don't want you to just do the, you know, cookie cutter answer. I'm fine. No, you not. You're not fine. I'm here to tell you, you're not fine. You acting okay, but you are not okay. You trying to get through the daggum day every day, and you are hoping and praying that somebody like me says, you're not fine. I know you're not fine, and I'm willing to acknowledge that you're not okay. And if there's anything you need, I'm here. People are not okay today in our lives. We walk around people every day and we don't even check on them. We got family members. We don't even call and check on our own family. Where you gonna call? Why? Because we're still hanging on to some mess that happened years ago. Check on your people. Check on your nieces and nephews. Check on your sons and daughters. I don't care if they mad at you. Check on them. I'm going to check on mine right after this live. I got one that ain't speaking to me. I'm going to check on him. I'm going to say, baby, how you doing? Your mama love you. Why? Because I do. I love him. Now, all the people that's in our lives, there's things going on. We need to get sensitive enough to recognize when people are hurting so we can say something before they kill somebody. Huh? I mean, really, people walk around us all day and we know something wrong with them, but if we can't fix it, we'd rather ignore it. Huh? You gonna ignore it? It don't matter if you can't fix it sometimes. All you can do is listen. If you can't do nothing but listen, you can do that. But you can do something else other than ignore it. We got kids walking around upset, locked in their room, and you don't even know what your kid's doing. They've been in the room all day. You ain't seen your child all day, not even to eat. When you gonna knock on the door and say, baby, come out of the room. Let's have a conversation. How are you doing today? How was school online? How is your mindset right now? What are your friends thinking about any kind of shooting that's going on in your city? How are you feeling about it? What are your thoughts? Are you asking any questions? Or are you just ignoring what's going on? Ask your people what's happening. Check on people that you care about. If you don't do nothing but make a list of 5 people today to contact and say, hey, how you doing? I was just calling to check on you to see if you all right. And they'll be like, yeah, I'm all right. And some of them won't be all right and say, well, I'm glad you called. But let's not be numb to this useless killing that's going on. You know, people have been, there's been plenty of signs sometimes, you know, especially with people killing themselves. How about suicide? That's definitely a useless killing, right? But before a person gets to a pseudo-suicidal state, you know there's been some signs before they get that far. They don't just jump off the bridge all of a sudden. They don't just cut their wrists and take pills and do some, walk out in front of a car or truck. Listen, there's plenty that was going on before that happened. But no one chose to notice. No one chose to care. No one even chose to see if they were all right. They walk around numb and just be like, oh, well, that ain't my problem. You see somebody crying. What if you're in a bus station or you at a bus? What if you're walking down the hall of your job and see somebody crying? Are you the one that's going to stop and say, baby, are you all right? Or are you just going to act like you on your cell phone? You really not on your phone, but you're going to pull it out because you don't have time to stop because you got an appointment or a meeting or something to go to. Are you that person? I'm calling you out tonight for real. Stop being numb to this useless killing and start paying attention to people and body language because they are trying to tell you they're hurting and they need, sometimes they can't express themselves. Sometimes they can't say, I need you. I need to talk to someone. I need someone to be there for me. Sometimes they can't come out of their mouth and say it, but their body language can tell you a lot. Get sensitive to your surroundings and your environment. Let's try to save some of these useless kids from useless killing. Listen, we can help. We can do something about it, but we got to make sure we actually care. We got to start to care and stop trying to not care because you don't, you know, that ain't my business. Really? Is that how it go? You ain't going to call and check on nobody? There are people on Facebook all the time. I need your prayers. Do you pray? Or do you say, I wonder what's going on? You more nosy than you want to pray. Really? I mean, some people tell you what they need and you still don't give it to them. Well, they wasn't there for me when I needed them. So it don't matter. It doesn't matter. Did I say it don't matter? It doesn't matter that they weren't there for you. Still be there for them. Still be compassionate. Still be loving. Still be empathetic. Still check on your people. Let's do better as human beings. Let's care as human beings. Let's do better. We can do better. Let's try to do better. If there's anybody tonight that you've been thinking about since I've been calling or talking on this live and you thought about a person, it just ran across your mind, call them when you get done. When I get off this live, go ahead and call that person. I'm telling you, it's going to make a difference in their life. I'm telling you, it is what God has commanded us to do. It is. That is what we're supposed to do. We are our brother and sister's keeper. We really are. Let's stop ignoring what's going on around us. Let's start caring and let's start reaching out our hand to help another brother or sister up. Let's try to encourage them. Let's try to make sure they know that, hey, I may not know you, but I can love you. I can be there for you. I can listen to you. I can care. I can check on you. I can send a text and say, baby, how you doing today? There is somebody that is going to check on you. We can do better. And that's what I want us to consider tonight. Every time I turn on that news, I'm like, Lord, not again. I mean, I'm getting to the not again phase. Lord, not again. I mean, shooting in schools. We have got to do better as police officers. We got to do better as administrators. We got to do better at protecting our children. Listen, if you got a child that's trying to hang out in the street today, I need you to act like a parent and keep that child where they need to be. And that's at home. If they want to hang out 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to need y'all to keep them home. 12 o'clock is late enough for anybody, including grown folk, because ain't nothing going on out in these streets after 12. We got to start caring, guys. We got to start getting back to some old school caring and some old school discipline and some old school, you know, just, you know, traditions that we used to do. I miss that. I miss doing it and I miss receiving it. So let's get back to where we used to be. Let's care about our brothers and our sisters. And let's pray when they ask us to pray and call and check on them. I'm telling you, kids are ruling parents. These kids are ruling parents. And the parents are choosing not to do anything about it because they feel guilty about what they didn't do. How do I know that? Ask me how I know that. Because I did it. That's how I know. Stop feeling guilty. Be the parent you're supposed to be. I love y'all. I want y'all to do better. Care, love, and have some compassion for others. And make a difference in this world today by just saying, I care about you.